This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, you're listening to Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. 10 years ago, it was announced that by 2009, satellites would no longer monitor the then-dominant radio frequency for aircraft emergency locator transmitters. That frequency is 121.5 megahertz. Now, in 2011, satellites have made the change, but in the field, the transition to the new 406 megahertz standard is incomplete. Many general aviation aircraft still rely on 121.5, and the infrastructure to support the new standard is not all in place. We're talking today with Rick Perry, Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs for the Aircraft Electronics Association. Rick, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So give us a quick history lesson about the transition. Where were we 10 years ago, and why are we making the change?
Well, there's a long history on various failures of 121.5 megahertz beacons. The old legacy TSOC-91A type ELTs, false signals, and if you've ever had the local sheriff's office call you at home to tell you that your beacon's going off at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm talking about. But worldwide, this was a continuing problem, and essentially the COMSAT folks, the SARSAT folks, the International Search and Rescue Satellite System, opted to go to the 406 ELT, or the 406 frequency, not just for ELTs, but for EPIRBs and all of that type of device. So it's both marine, air, ground systems, and anything that transmits for the search and rescue environment.
Now, did the government put in motion a plan to remove one technology but didn't assure at the same time that the new technology would be in place? Is that sort of the royal that's coming up here?
Well, in the transportation modes outside of aviation, they have all transitioned to 406, and the regulations for the old 121.5 megahertz beacons had been replaced with 406 requirements. In aviation, the TSOs had not been updated. We do have a TSO, the C-126 TSO for 406 ELTs, but the FAA had not changed the requirements or even put in a plan to change the regulatory requirements allowing the legacy C-91A ELTs.
So in practice, we end up with two huge government agencies involved here. We've got the FAA and the FCC. What are both of their roles?
Well, the FAA has an airworthiness requirement and an equipment requirement for aircraft. FCC owns radios and owns frequencies. Now, you've got the design and performance standard of technical standard orders, TSOs, that are held by the FAA, and then those radios have to be approved and certified by the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission. So they really work hand in hand. If you look at any navigation or communication radio in an aircraft, there's a stamp on the back of it that says it's FCC approved.
Tuesday, the big news here is the FCC announced it would suspend prohibition on the use of 121.5 transmitters, but the language suggests there's more to it than that. What's going on?
Well, the FCC, as I said, has done this for every other mode of transportation, and aviation was kind of last. They went out for a rulemaking comment some time ago and proposed essentially to close down the pipeline for the legacy ELTs, the C-91A type ELTs. And they went out for public comment, received public comment. They did rulemaking the way it was supposed to be done. And one of the comments they received by a number of different folks was that not only should they shut down the pipeline, but they should also prohibit the continued use of the legacy beacons. When they added that to the requirement, they pushed the bounds of rulemaking. And so what they did on Tuesday was they stayed the previous decision so they can go to rulemaking later this year and go out for public comment again and come back with a final rule sometime later.
So what, as you see it, are the intricacies of how these two agencies are approaching the changes, and what are the faults and what are the fixes as we go forward?
Well, I think that people that are continuing to use the 121.5 beacons, you know, they're relying on essentially somebody flying over and picking up the beacon because they're doing the right thing by keeping a spare radio on 121.5 and monitoring it as you fly. The satellites will not pick it up, and that's the beauty of the 406 megahertz beacons is that the satellites pick it up. Now the downside of that is that just as the NTSB published earlier last week, there are some problems with the 406 ELTs during accidents. The antennas are shearing off, and they don't transmit. And so there's some fixes for that. So we've just got some technology issues that are still going on. From a regulatory perspective, I don't see any rulemaking coming out of the FAA. There's nothing on the drawing board that I'm aware of to prohibit essentially the legacy C91A ELTs. But I do expect that the FCC is going to go out for comment probably sometime about mid-year, I guess, and request public comment on a proposal to shut down the pipeline for the older ELTs, and to where the FCC would no longer certify and would prohibit the future sale, similar to what the original NPRM was. That's my best guess. That's on my radar.
So looking forward, what do you think we can expect for the changeover to 406 for ELT emergency locator transmitters? Is there anything coming that might smooth out the process? I mean, it was 10 years ago they announced this was happening, and we seem suddenly like we're not prepared for it.
Well, I think what's going to happen is that I would be surprised if the FCC were to continue certifying an ELT that doesn't meet its intended purpose. And as such, my guess is that when they go to rulemaking, the proposal will be to shut down the pipeline for legacy equipment. And from an FAA perspective, they can do nothing, and this will probably happen anyway. And essentially, when a legacy ELT fails and has to be replaced, it would probably be replaced with a 406 megahertz ELT.
I'm going to leave it on this one final note. In an ideal world, would we all be, in your opinion, flying on 406 tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The 406, and a lot of people don't, you know, fully appreciate the fact that they're typically dual or tri-frequency transmitters. But the 406 ELT with the satellite positioning and the accuracy of it is just so much more important as a life-saving technology than hoping somebody flies over you and picks up a beacon signal so they can home in on you. That's essentially, you're carrying a box in the airplane to meet a regulatory requirement and forgetting about yourself or your family.
Rick Perry, Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs for the Aircraft Electronics Association, thank you for your candid insights.
You're welcome.
This has been Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.